This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it's a rare occurrence, but I actually got a good night's sleep last night. And no, I didn't, no Ambien. No, I didn't take no drugs. No, I don't smoke pot. No, I went to bed like I usually do. And I figured out what I had to do. But the last 2-3 weeks, I haven't been able to sleep. I try to lie down. I either, my arms start to go numb because I'm like pinching my nerve in my neck, or I start to think about work, or I get a hot flash, and it has been so weird. Okay, everything's been off. Now, I'm a medical doctor, so we don't usually entertain a lot of the more alternative notions or spiritual notions, you know, or like, okay, well, somebody's energy is off, or I'm getting bad energy, or something is off. I personally do, because I think that stuff is real. You know, I'll have a slew of patients, you know, all happy. All of a sudden, you'll have one bad energy patient, nice patient, who I like, but a bad energy patient, and then everything goes downhill from there. And I'm not saying they're bad luck. It's just they emit bad energy, okay? And I know that's very odd for an MD to talk about, but I gotta tell you, there's something to it. So, last night, okay, I got, you know, two kids and my husband and stuff, and when we watch TV, we bring our pillows to the sofa, you know, so we could, you know, lean up against and use lumbar support, and we could smack each other with them. All right, so the pillows left, you know, our bed. And I didn't realize, two very specific pillows. Well, somebody mixed up the pillows, and they were on my son's bed this whole time. And I don't give a damn if he's my kid. Give me back my pillow. Look, I breastfed him. That's enough. The pillow is mine. Just because I'm his mother doesn't mean I have to give him my pillow. So anyway, so I had one half of my two pillows set. I sleep with two pillows. And they're very kind of flat. Now, that's not appropriate. My husband's a chiropractor. You're supposed to have good cervical support. You're supposed to have lumbar support. You're supposed to have a good mattress. Oh, to heck with that. I need to have my super flat, mushy pillows, the pillows I've been using for 10, 15 years. Well, just for poops and giggles, I go, I need to hunt for this other pillow because just everything is off. I found the pillow. My son starts to yell. I smack him in the face with the pillow. Take my pillow out of my room. I give him another pillow. I give him a better pillow. I give him a better quality pillow. I give him a down feather goose, whatever the heck those pillows are, that's super fluffy and nice and clean that the cat didn't pee on, with a nice new crisp pillowcase. I gave him that. He doesn't care. He's just mad that I went into his room. And I didn't even get my own room when I was a kid. These kids now have their own rooms, alone, their own pillows. Man, I had to share with my brother. Anyway, so I come back. I put the pillow down. I get the pillows all comfy. I kick the cats off the bed. Tell the dog to, you know, do his farts outside so I don't have to breathe it in and my lungs don't turn brown. And I get all cuddly. And I fell asleep within 3 minutes. I mean, it was you. No, nobody drugged me. No, I honestly. So, okay, what does that mean? And now I'm in a good mood. So you see, you guys better than that. You guys are like, wait a second, she's going off about something that has nothing to do with me. Yeah, it does. It has everything to do with you. Because I'm in a good mood because I got a good night's sleep. Look at my energy. You guys hear that? Do I sound energetic? Hey, I'm a little energetic. I had a good night's sleep. Amazing. And I was kind of worried that I was really doing myself in yesterday because somebody brought an Easter basket. And this Easter basket had tons of candy. And we've talked about how sugar is the new evil. Well, I don't care. I mean, I will dance with Satan. I'm eating these Trader Joe's extraordinary eggs that are marbled chocolate. I had about 7 of them yesterday, so I thought I was going to just be done for. Ooh, they're different flavors. Oh, no wonder they're so yummy. They're yummy. So anyway, I thought I did myself in with the sugar. So very, very happy. So, okay, so what's the point for you guys? Okay, the point is be very careful with your Easter candy. It's also Purim. So happy Purim, everybody. Well, we just kind of finished Purim. Purim is in Judaism, actually the day that it's supposed to be like our biggest holiday of the year, but we end up making it Hanukkah in America. But Purim is a very, very joyous holiday. So between that and everything, I've been eating like crap. But the point I'm trying to tell you guys is, okay, and Homintoshin, don't get me started on Homintoshin. Guys, figure out what gives you your positive energy. And I know this is very odd coming from an MD. All right, because again, I like to go by the book and I like to go by the studies and I like to go by the data. But I got to tell you something. There is some force, all right, beyond our comprehension, whether it's God, whether it's nature, whether it's electromagnetic radiation, I don't know, whether it's gremlins, but there is some force that really changes things. And the idea of you have no control is baloney. You do. I mean, I think you have a lot of control. With the Lord, you have prayer. I think prayer gives you a lot of control. I think, and hopefully, you know, you're a good person, so he listens to your prayers. In terms of bad energy and karma, yeah, you're mean to people. Bad things happen to you. There's always this one corner where I drive to work where there's panhandlers, you know, people that want money. And so, you know, some days I have, like, absolutely no change at all because, well, you know, we got Thunder Down Under, and so you go through singles pretty fast. But you know, when I have money, I give it. And, you know, that day just seems to go great. And I'm not saying donate and do charitable stuff just so you could selfishly have a good day. I'm not saying that. But it does all, you know, what comes around goes around. And what goes around comes around or whatever. So do something nice. Bring in positive energy. If your pillow isn't working for you, identify it and fix it. If something's not right, fix it. All right? Now, we got to be very careful because my husband could be like, wait a second, there's something really wrong with my wife. No, 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 no. The marriage is good. Okay? The marriage is fine. Status quo with that. Move on. Look at something. Look for something else that's bothering you, dear. Yeah. Whew. Don't want him to go down that route. 1-877-DOC-TALLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Sorry, having some computer issues. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know Blake did not get in trouble. I know everybody thinks whoever gets stuck with my show got in trouble is in the doghouse. No, in fact, I heard he volunteered. He actually volunteered to work on the Dr. Dolly Show today, so that's kind of nice. Tom needs a very well-needed break. You can only handle so much. I mean, he's got to listen to my show hour. You know, you guys could turn my show off. The engineers and the producers can't. So, you know, give Tom a break. Here's Blake. Blake's all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and young and, you know, yeah, he he's one of those energetic whippersnappers, so he has absolutely no idea what he's in for today. So just kind of, you know, cut him some slack, go with the flow, let him think he's going to have a good time, because otherwise he's going to walk out on the show. So just everybody kind of Just give play. Be nice, and let him, you know, ease into this role of handling the Dr. Dahlia show. Did I already thank Genesis Communications Network? They're my boss. If I don't thank them, that could be, I could be in a real pickle. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I don't know why people use the term pickle. How do you get into a pickle? That really makes no sense. I mean, I like pickles. So if I got stuck in a pickle, I would just eat my way out. That's not really a bad thing, if you ask me. But this is what happens when I get sleep. Don't worry about me being in a good mood. It's gone. The good mood's gone. One of my family members messaged me on Facebook, and it's ruined. The whole day is ruined now. So that's what happens. Family brings the negative energy. So the good mood's gone. Let's just move on. All right. So, okay. Wow. Oh, and then the computer is down. Oh, come on. I had all the stories memorized. Come on. Okay. Many people can't get a kidney because nobody wants to donate a kidney. Well, now what they're doing is they're testing out what if you pay somebody for a kidney. Will that work? And we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about France has confirmed it's a case of mad cow disease. I'm not shocked. I'm sure the cows are pretty upset at what happened in Brussels. But we'll talk about mad cow disease and what that means. A lot of us like to take naps. I love my nappy poos on the weekend. After I get home from work, because I work on the weekend also, I come home and I take a nice, juicy 3-hour nap. Now they're saying that's going to put us at risk for a heart attack, so we may have to stop that. A lot of us are worried about cataracts. It's where your lens gets all clogged and you need surgery. They're saying if our diets are rich in vitamin C, we may not need cataract surgery. Woo-hoo! Then a lot of us have road rage. We've talked about road rage a lot on the show because I'll come to work all mad and ticked off. Well, our kitty cats could be to blame for that. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the millennials. Apparently the millennials aren't buying homes. Remember I told you guys we're going to be having some major issues with the economy. And I know I'm a doctor and not an economist, but I think we all, you know, see the writing on the wall. We got this big trifecta coming with a huge, huge recession, if not depression, looming between the baby boomers moving out of their houses and not enough of us moving in to take it over the houses, so there'll be too many houses on the market. Much of commercial real estate being empty because many people are buying on the internet, so they don't need to walk into a Best Buy or some of these other big stores. And then, of course, machines and robots and computerization taking over a lot of jobs, displacing workers. So that trifecta is going to give us a huge, huge issue when it comes to a recession. But the millennials, they're not even buying houses. Okay, I understand our generation. Our generation, we're like, look, we're in a home. We're going to make it work. Okay, we learned a lot from this last recession. Okay, we're just going to pay it off. We're going to have a house. We're not going to have a high mortgage. We're just going to stay put. So a lot of us aren't buying. So we look to the millennials, the young whippersnappers out there. Mm-mm. They're not buying either. Why? Well, they can't. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I told you guys when I was in medical school, we would get a lot of people who were homeless coming in that got picked up because they were sick. They were either passed out, drunk, going through withdrawals from alcohol, hypothermia. So we had a lot of people who were homeless coming into the ER. And I, as a medical student, would, you know, undress, you know, take off their socks, take off their shoes, you know, because you want to see if their feet have frostbite on it. You want to see if there's diabetic ulcers. You know, you examine the patient. And there would be maggots on the feet. I remember this clearly. I know exactly. I remember the patient to a T. And there were maggots eating away at his rotting toes. So I run over to my superior and I go, all right, well, he's got maggots, so I don't think we have enough iodine. Do you want me to just dump the iodine on his feet? He goes, no, leave it. Let them do their work. I'm like, what? Yeah, let them do their work. They're debriding the dead tissue. Let the maggots do their work, you know, start getting all the other stuff done on him. I'm like, oh. And that's what they do. They debride. They just eat away at dead flesh. Now, researchers at North Carolina State University have genetically engineered larvae of the green bottle fly so that they secrete human growth factor molecules. So not only will the maggots eat the dead skin, but they will help boost healing. They say it sounds icky. To me, it makes perfect sense because I got to tell you, we have a nursing shortage right now. I can't get enough certain nurses. We really don't have enough staff in healthcare. So if we could start recruiting other animal kingdoms and insect kingdoms to, you know, help with some of the workload, I'm for that. You know, there's also a study coming out where people are bringing dogs to the hospital because us doctors and nurses who are overstressed and patients, and the doctors and nurses especially, we get to see the dog, we get to play with the dog, and then we feel better. So, I say recruit our animal and insect brethren. I really do. And look, what are they doing? You know, I mean, they're just sitting around doing nothing. I mean, look at my cats. I bet you right now the cats and the dogs are just sitting there cleaning themselves. That's it. While you and I are working and busting our butts today, they're just lying there. Get them to work. Put them to work. Okay? There's nothing. It's not against anything in the Bible. The Bible says you can work your animals. You got to give them a break on the Sabbath. But other than that, you can put them to work. All right. Anyway. So the maggots eat the dead tissue and then leave living tissue alone. They don't like the taste of living tissue. The young insects secrete antimicrobial compounds that help keep the wound clean. It's a cheap way to treat wounds. And many people are like, well, I don't know if this is good. I mean, I don't know if, you know, PETA will get mad. No, don't worry. PETA, I think, will be okay with this, all right? They say past clinical trials have failed to show that maggots will actually speed up the wound's healing time. But what if genetic engineering comes in? So the North Carolina team created two brands of maggots. One was engineered to produce human platelet-derived growth factor 88 when the maggots were warmed to 37 degrees Celsius or 98.6 Fahrenheit. The second group was designed... No, they didn't explode. That's like the body temperature of a human. Come on. The second group was designed to release... Like, they don't stick them in a microwave. The second group was designed to release the growth factor when their diet lacked a specific antibiotic. I didn't realize their diets have antibiotics on a regular basis. The lab results showed the first group did not end up releasing adequate amounts of the healing growth factor, but the second group with the antibiotic-limited diet did. So now they're going to test the modified maggots in clinical trials. So they place the maggot on the wound, and if it's like a diabetic patient, somebody that's suffering from diabetic ulcers, etc., this could be it could be cool. Okay? And they guys think it's gross. So they say a vast majority of people with diabetes in low and middle income countries with less access to expensive treatment options, now a cost effective means for wound treatment could save people from amputation and other harmful effects of diabetes. I know you guys are shaking your heads. Okay, look, you're the one that voted for Obamacare. I mean, I know they're talking about low-income countries, but you bet your butt that this is going to happen in America. Okay? Honestly, we don't have... Look, I am not thrilled with Obamacare. I think the bill was a disaster. But I got to tell you, I am excited about maggots. I think it's brilliant. Bring on the maggots. I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean, we need to save money. Now, if I was diabetic and if I had an ulcer on my foot, would I want maggots on there? No, I wouldn't. Okay? But then again, I also don't like getting a pap smear done. I don't like going for a mammogram. So when people say, well, patients aren't going to like it, patients don't like anything. You think patients like seeing me? You think they like coming in, paying a $20 copay, sitting in the waiting room, waiting for me to get in, and then I get in, I'm like, well, you're smoking weed, what? And I start yelling at them. No, people don't like it. They're always unhappy. Everybody's unhappy about going to the doctor. So at that point, you might as well save the patient some money. Now, debridement, what's very fascinating about that is you cut to cure. Taking away dead tissue allows clean, healthy tissue to grow. So it's a fascinating, but rather than this being surgical debridement, this would be entomological or insect debridement. I think it's cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many people are not donating organs, and I understand. Some of us, it's for religious reasons. Some of us, we, you know, fear having the surgery, etc. And some of us, we just don't like anybody enough to give them our kidney. So what if we offered money? They think if we compensated living donors for giving a kidney, it will help ease the severe shortage of organs for transplant. Scientists found that 59% of people would donate kidneys if you cut them a check for 50 grand. There are right now 100,000 people in the United States waiting for a kidney on the kidney transplant waiting list. Over the last decade, more than 63,000 patients died waiting for kidneys. Now, it was illegal to sell an organ, all right? But now they're investigating if this is something that may be how we get organs to people. I like the idea of growing your own organs, and you don't have to worry about rejection, but I don't think we're still there yet. They say patients, let me see here. University of Florida scientists revealed that for 50 grand, the majority of people would be willing to become living kidney donors. Yeah, not deceased kidney donors. You get to still be alive for that 50,000. And the study authors wrote, because too many U.S. patients are dying owing to the inadequate kidney supply, and because paying living kidney donors could increase the number of kidneys, we conclude that this option must be seriously considered. So the survey of voting U.S. citizens was administered by an international polling firm in 2014, and published in the Journal of the Medical Association Surgery. The survey collected data on willingness to donate a kidney and the potential influence of a compensation of 50 grand. The firm conducted the survey through a random digit dialing process of both landlines and mobile phones. Here's my problem. People say anything. Now, they may be like, you know what, look, House of Cards is on, I gotta go. Game of Thrones is the commercial's almost over. Yeah, I'll donate a kidney. Yeah, well, send me the check. So, but how else are you gonna test this? So the firm conducted the survey. Of the respondents, 427 were male, 584 were female, and 43% of the participants were between the ages of 45 and 64. The poll found that 689 of the participants, 68%, would donate a kidney to anyone. Meanwhile, 23% would only donate to certain people. 9% indicated, nope, they wouldn't donate. Most of the participants said, yeah, give me the money. 32% were really unmoved by the compensation. And I get that, too. I $50,000 is very nice. I mean, that's a nice chunk of change. I would, though, feel guilty that I took the money. I would probably feel, if I'm going to lose a kidney, I would rather lose the kidney doing something good than, a monetary deal. All right. Eventually 50,000 is not going to be enough for people. Let's say you're out of work. Let's say you're not feeling well. Let's say if you're at risk for diabetes, they probably wouldn't take it anyway. But, I don't know if 50,000 is even going to convince enough people. But we have a problem. We don't have enough organs, and we are not at that stage yet where we could just produce or grow people's own organs. So we may have to be, asking people for money, or we may have to, people, pay people for it, which means if you guys need a kidney later, looks like going price is 50 grand. Start having that ready. Wow. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. All right. So a lot of us like to take naps, and getting enough sleep is key and paramount for health. For those of us that don't get enough sleep, it's bad. It's bad on the heart. We've even seen it, seen studies talking about cancer. So we need to get sleep. Yeah, then they say, wait a second, don't take a nap. If you take a nap, you're going to die. Like, what the hell are you talking about? So wait a second, you want us to get more sleep, but then we're not allowed to take a nap? What are you talking about? Researchers found that long naps and excessive daytime sleepiness were associated with an increased risk for a combination of health problems known as metabolic syndrome. And this could boost the risk of heart disease and diabetes. Okay, now, to me, this makes sense because my question is why aren't you sleeping well at night? Now, my problem was the pillow issue, and I rectified that pillow issue, so I'm going to be fine. But a lot of people, it's not the pillow. It's the sleep apnea, which we're going to talk about in a second. So that makes sense. If you need a nap the next day and you are very tired because you didn't get enough sleep the night before, that means something is going wrong. And if you're not getting good sleep, you're going to be at higher risk. So it may not be the nap. I hope to high heaven it's not the nap, because I love taking naps. Now, metabolic syndrome, just to review, includes conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, excess fat around the waist. So metabolic syndrome puts you behind the eight ball when it comes to heart. Now, the investigators analyzed the findings of 21 studies and included a total more of 300,000 people. And they found that people who napped for less than 40 minutes were not at increased risk for metabolic syndrome. But those who napped less than 30 minutes, if you took a little baby cat nap under 30 minutes, you had a slight decrease in risk, but there was a huge spike in risk if you napped more than 40 minutes. My naps are 2-3 hours. If I get a day off, well, I usually work in the morning, and then I come home and I sleep. So when I think about my nap, I could use a nap now. But they say if you nap for more than 90 minutes, it increases your risk of metabolic syndrome by as much as 50%. All right, and if you nap for more than an hour or you're overly tired during the day, 50% higher chance for type 2 diabetes. This really stinks. So the study only found an association between these factors, but it didn't say if you actually take a nap, you're going to turn around and get diabetes. All right, so naps, though, are pretty prevalent. I mean, a siesta, my favorite part of Spanish class was the siesta. I mean, you know, it was right after lunch. Like, all right, we ate lunch, everybody kind of kicked back, relaxed a little bit, I loved it. In many countries, I was in Israel when I was in college, and stores would be closed from 12 to 2. I'm like, they need that long for lunch? No, because they take a nap. They eat and take a nap. So, I mean, countries have been doing this, and they've been doing very well, and they've been, no issues there. They say 1/3 of American adults do not get enough sleep, according to the U.S. CDC. The National Sleep Foundation recommends naps of 20 to 30 minutes to boost alertness. Ah, so we have a National Sleep Foundation piping in, and they're telling us to take the nap. But it has to be a little baby cat nap. Nah, I need to go in full-blown REM. I need to have a dream about Michael Fassbender. No, mine has to be a completely deep, deep, deep sleep. All right, so you guys get it. Short naps better, long naps bad. But let me also though bring up, a lot of you guys are becoming very, very, I don't want to use the word addicted, but reliant on sleeping pills. I don't know what's going on out there, but now everybody and their mother has to take something to sleep. All right? Can't do that. All right? You start to mess with your sleep cycle, you may not get it back. Do not overuse or abuse sleeping aids. That's a big problem. You know, the CDC and the FDA and everybody's talking about pain pills and opioids. Okay, eventually the Eye of Mordor is going to look upon now the sleeping prescriptions. And when you guys can't get your sleeping pills, that's going to be a problem. Because now you're going to be up all night, then you're going to be driving the next day, you're going to be sleepy, you're not going to be paying attention on the road, and that could be pretty dangerous. So for those of you who are every day reaching for an Ambien or reaching for a Tylenol PM or something over the counter or a Lunesta, etc., or Xanax or Klonopin, I strongly suggest you see a doctor about getting some good sleep habits. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If you have any medical questions, not only can you call us while we're on air at 1-877-DOC-DALI, D-O-C-D-A-L-I, but you can also email us on our website at drdahlia.com. So go to our website at drdahlia.com, and there's a place where you can submit your medical question or your health question or your comment or whatever. Just make sure it's nice. No bad language, because I can't read that on air. And then I'll read it the next time I'm on air. And if you want a private answer, answer, then I will give you a not like a private answer. I know what you guys are thinking. If you want an answer that is not on air, let me know, and it'll just be a written answer. Jeez. All right. Okay, so France confirms a case of mad cow disease. Okay, the France's agriculture ministry confirmed yesterday, or today actually, that a case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, BSE, or mad cow disease, had been discovered in the northeastern region of the Ardennes. I'm mispronouncing it. The suspected case was a five-year-old cow, was identified last week during a test carried out on cattle older than 48 months for slaughter. The farm ministry said there was no risk to human health, as all parts of the cow susceptible to being infected must be removed by slaughterhouses. The detection in this case does not affect the consumer. Beef consumption still safe for humans. And they don't think the outbreak is going to affect French exports, because that's all they need. Everybody getting upset and nobody wants to eat French meat like what happened with Great Britain. All right. Last year, France did regain their safest BSE rating of negligible risk, and they were able to demonstrate that the last infective native animal was born more than 11 years ago. They say several countries, including South Africa, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, Singapore, had lifted embargoes on French beef following the decision. And now all of a sudden we get told that they have another case of mad cow. Now, this was first detected back in the 80s in Great Britain. Remember that? And it spread from there to other parts of Europe. It unfortunately would ravage cattle herds until the early 2000s when they were able to get this under control. In humans, we don't call it mad cow disease. We call it Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And it's a brain-wasting disease, and it's pretty serious. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. And I mean, I don't think any of the beef we eat comes from France, and I'm sure the French, you know, all they have to do is do beef bourguignon or chicken marsala or do whatever the French do to make the food taste really, really yummy. I mean, I don't think we'll even notice, but right now they say, you know, it's not going to hurt us, and any animal that has it, obviously, you know, taken care of. All right. Whew. All right. Five terrorists. Three dead and two we don't know right now. They say there were five terrorists that were involved in the attacks on Brussels. 31 people had died, 270 injured. From what I understand, they are still looking for another man who was wanted in the subway bombing. We're going to give you guys updates as we get information, but surveillance footage shows that the man was holding a large bag at the station, and they don't know if he was one of the 20 killed in that blast. Three more people apparently took part in the Brussels airport attack. At least two of them are dead. Khalid's brother, Ibrahim El Bakroui, and an ISIS bomb maker, Najim Lakroui, who also, I guess, had ties to the November Paris attacks. So, two were allegedly involved in the bombing with the train, and then there was the also two separate explosions at the airport. So, they uncovered an apparent hideout in a Brussels suburb containing 15 kilograms of an explosive TATP screws and other bomb-making materials, according to Belgian federal prosecutor. Any clue, any lead, any witness could be critical in the race to stop the next attack. From what I understand, they didn't use everything. There was supposed to be another bomb ready to go, and they didn't take it with them. So, when you see something like this, and we know they're out there, we know they're planning and plotting. Not a day goes by when somebody isn't planning and plotting to do something bad to one of our countries. It's just frustrating that it's taken us this long to, apprehend. And I understand there's a lot of limitations that we have in terms of pursuing. But this is ridiculous. And my guess is many got away with this, just as they got away with the Paris attack, and they're going to come back. So it's a shame. Our hearts and prayers are with the families that are suffering through this. 1-877-DALI. Doctor and nurse burnout. We talk about this a lot. We talk about people burnout in general. We get burned out. You know, day in, day out, less vacation time, more stress, things start to happen with family, stress happens at home, and people go, what am I doing? What am I waking up in the morning for? And burnout, unfortunately, can be very, very serious, especially in the medical setting. Well, a Chicago hospital now is using puppy dogs. And since dogs are often used to help patients at hospitals relax, why not help the doctors and nurses relax, too? Nurse Ben Gerling and dozens of other nurses, doctors, students, and staffers flocked to this big entrance hall at Rush University when they heard that there were going to be animals there. There were three little puppies named Rocco, Minnie, and Dallas. And all these doctors and nurses and everything got to come over and help cuddle them. And just even talking about it, you guys are like, ah, you know, that's pretty cool. Now, for me, I mean, if I saw a little Labradoodle, I guess one of them, Minnie, was a little white and gray Labradoodle mix, I would get hungry. Okay, and it's not because I like to eat animals, dogs, it's not that. But dogs always remind me of food. They do. I'll come home, I'm not hungry, all of a sudden I see the dog and I start thinking about food. Not because the dog is appetizing, but because I have to feed the dog. So that would be a problem for me, but I would still love to do cuddles. Apparently, Nurse Gerling said her fur is the softest fur, like a little baby cloud. So I'm wondering if this is something they're called pet paws sessions. The medical center has monthly pet paws sessions. They've been doing this for over a year. They use dogs from a local shelter, animal therapy group, and I guess the nurses launched the study to see if the program has tangible effects on employee stress. This may be something we need to do throughout. Throughout all industries, didn't we have a study where you got to bring your pet to work? And bringing your pet to work made your day so much easier. Bring your kid to work day? No. Bring your kid to work day is, I think, an absolute disaster. I've been bringing my kids to work ever since they were born. And, I mean, you know, they get on my nerves. They take me away from what I'm doing. Them saying I'm bored, I can't work with them. I'm like, I love you guys, but get your tushies home. But even though I do like knowing that they're there and with me and safe, sometimes it's a nuisance. But a little pet, like your puppy dog or your kitty cat, that'll just sit there and work. Oh my gosh. Now I have a medical office, so you can't really bring animals and have the cat sit there and you know, I had to bring the cat to the vet. And so I had him in the back. We have like a little apartment area in the back. And so I had him in there and he knows how to open doors. So he opened the door and he went looking for me. You know, that's shaky, boo. You know, he's so possessive. So he walks right down the hall, he tries to open the door, but you can't. The exam room doors, you can't. And I hear him. And I open the door, and he goes, meow! I'm like, what the hell is your superstition doing here? You're not even supposed to be here. And I don't know how he got it, because I was supposed to take him to the vet that day. So, but I got to tell you, I love my animals. I love them. So I think we should do that. For stress relief, have a bring your animal to work. Now, realize it's going to be difficult if somebody brings a cat, somebody brings their tarantula, somebody brings their scorpion. My kids had a pet scorpion. We called him Scorpy. That was the stupidest pet. I mean, you couldn't even touch it. It was ridiculous. Some people will bring their goldfish. That's another idea. I suggest having goldfish on your desk. Yeah, they poop, but I mean, so does the dog. I would imagine having fish. I think aquariums are very relaxing. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.